back down to the dressing room again. And receiver Darrell Walker joins us tonight. Darrell, that was just out of character, especially when we saw what we saw on Monday with the way this offensive played. Tell me about what you saw tonight.
We just couldn't get the ball rolling offensively. They were sending a lot of pressure, and we just couldn't get it rolling today. They was backing off, playing pretty deep tonight and sending pressure. So kind of put us in the bind, but didn't come out exactly how we wanted, but we live to fight another day. We got a game coming up next week, so just continue to move forward.
Was pressure the biggest difference to that Calgary defense?
I would have to say yes. They put a lot more pressure on the quarterback this week than Monday game. So it definitely slowed us down a bit. But you know, we didn't do everything on our end to put us in a position to win. So it's also on us. We killed ourselves with penalties this game, and we got to eliminate them penalties to put ourselves in a better position. So with that being said, Calgary, hats off to Calgary. They played a great game today, but we got a few things that we got to come back and get back situated next week.
You mentioned pressure was a big factor, Darrell, and I would think that's the number one reason that they gave you so much trouble. In the secondary, did you see adjustments made compared to what you saw on Monday, which was a much more kind of fluid day for you as receivers and as an offense?
It was still similar. Off coverage, you know, off. They're playing off and bailing, so, you know, it's pretty hard to get the ball downfield when guys are doing that. But for the most part, we just got to get some things situated on our end and get the ball back rolling.
Was there any, just an observation, I could be wrong here, that's why I want to ask you. Pre-snap, it seemed like there were some times where it looked like there was confusion. There was, and I know you're always, you know, talking to everyone and making sure everyone's set, but was there some issues pre-snap here tonight as well on occasion?
On occasion, we just didn't get the signals or the plays in properly, and it slowed us down a bit here or there. But that's one thing that we can fix on our end and put more emphasis on that going into this next game to make sure that we limit that.
Thank you, Darrell. Appreciate your time.
Thank you.
Hi, it's Shauna, and I might be a bad parent because my kids think french fries are vegetables.
Hey, it's Ryan, and I might be a bad parent because I went out for wings when my wife was in the hospital after giving birth.
Johnny here. I might be a bad parent because in my house, the tooth fairy gives pocket change.
But we're not alone. Len emailed us and said his six-year-old daughter's Tarzan moment going from love seat to lazy boy by curtains made him more proud than any dance recital.
And Andy left his two-year-old at the rink.
All right, guys, I'm sure we're not alone. Like Andy's kid.
For stories and confessions like this, make sure you check out our podcast.
It's called Bad Parents, and it's available wherever you get your podcasts.
I left a glove at the rink.